the Department of Communities. Bring a bit of sanity to this programme. David Malcolm. David, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Universal credit, David. Over the weekend, I was thinking about it on the longest of long fingers now. Just put us in the picture, please, David.
Well, Frank, the department has already released its information over the weekend to make it clear that we will not be moving to managed migration this year. In other words, we will not be moving all our cases that are on legacy benefits onto the new universal credit during 2019. The Department for Work and Pensions have announced a pause. They're going to do a pilot with 10,000 clients in GB. And therefore, whilst they're doing that, we're going to sit tight, we're going to continue to build on the good work we've already done, and we're going to watch what's happening in DWP and when we will make further announcements as that work rolls out in GB.
What about the people in Northern Ireland who've already been through the trial period?
Well, there's no trial period. What they're talking about in GB is working through a small cohort of 10,000 people in GB on a trial period. In Northern Ireland, we have actually started the rollout for new claimants right across our Social Security network. So we have. So there, that's not a trial as such. Those people have moved on to universal credit. But what this but really does,
so they're not going back to the old way. That's what I mean. They are where they are.
So absolutely. So anybody that's now currently on universal credit, having made a new claim recently, will stay on universal credit. People that aren't on universal credit and were due to perhaps move at some stage this year through what would be called a managed migration, that is the part that's been held at the minute, and that will now not take place during 2019.
So anyone who had been worried about maybe getting a call, or people who had been concerned about the migration, as you call it, the change happening, they can basically sleep easy in their beds and need not worry. Much further down the line, they'll get some sort of contact from your group or similar agency.
So people should always be sleeping easy, Frank. People should never be worrying about welfare changes. At the heart of the welfare changes, we recognise the system is very complex, and therefore we have a string of support and services available to help people to address any questions or concerns they have. We are working very closely with our partners in the advice sector. We're funding significant amounts of money on the advice NI to make sure that people who want independent advice can get it. And also what the work we're on to talk about this morning highlights is that the welfare reform is about trying to simplify the benefit system. It's about trying to help people navigate what they are entitled. The figures we're talking about this morning actually highlight that there are so many people out there who are missing out on unclaimed benefits simply because they don't know they're entitled to them. So what we're trying to do is to make it clear to people, please don't worry, please don't listen to rumours or gossips or anecdotal stories. If you have any concerns or issues, pick up the phone and give us a call. Let us put your mind at rest. Let us tell you exactly what's happening, rather than rely on any misinformation that may be about in the system.
Yeah, you would accept that some people have had sleepless nights.
Well, that might be the case, Frank, but the figures we're releasing today, basically, we're talking about nearly 8,000 people in Northern Ireland waking up this morning who are on average £92 a week better off as a result of making the call. That's over £37 million in unclaimed benefits we've identified in the last year for people who were previously missing out. That's a staggering 74% increase. So these figures only talk about, as well, the Social Security benefits people are missing out on. It doesn't talk about the fact that we also help people. We can help people with health service costs, warm home grants, with Blue Badge scheme. There are a range of supports and services we're able to help people with. So really, if anybody out there at all is worried in any shape or form, not even if they're worried, if they're struggling, if they're claiming benefits, and indeed they could still be missing out on other benefits. We find a lot of our clients who are already on benefits, actually they think they're getting everything because they're getting something. In actual fact, they're often missing out on further benefits they may be entitled to. So I can't emphasize enough, Frank, if anybody's in any doubt out there, please pick up the phone. One call does it all. You'll not mind me plugging our number. It's 0800 232 1271. Make the call. Last year, nearly 8,000 people benefited. Somebody out there this morning, I hope, will also be in the same session.
Okay, speak to a friendly voice at the end of the line, or you can go online indeed with nidirect.gov.uk/make the call. There's information there as well. That number again is 0800 232 1271, and talk it through with a friendly expert, David, okay?
Absolutely. They're a very friendly, very professional team. Very proud of every one of them.
Okay. David Malcolm from the Department of Communities, thank you very much indeed. He's the Director of Wraparound Services, and it's very important to keep yourself in the loop.